Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to the Johto Quorum. We are here, as ever, to analyze and reconsider the creatures of the Pokemon world, which is, of course, our world, because we are living in a Pokemon world, and I am a Pokemon girl. My name is Six Detmar.
And I'm quarantined, so I just decided, fuck it. That duck! That's not... That was my novelty bottle opener, folks.
That was completely inaudible on my end, but I assume the recording will come through.
Oh, right, because we just turned on noise suppression. Yeah, that's... Good. I'm glad you won't be able to hear it until editing. Don't worry about it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Johto Quorum. It's me, Alan. Hi. I'm drinking a beer with this episode.
Sipping on gin and juice. Would you describe yourself as laid back?
I definitely have my mind on my money and my money on my mind, but I'm sitting forward. I like to podcast sitting forward a little bit. It keeps me focused, invested, and all that.
We got podcast focus strats. It's a focus attack. You're holding triangle and circle, and Ryu's like, oh, Toria! And there's like the ink smear.
I love the ink smear. It's my favorite thing about Street Fighter.
You know, if you had to have a favorite thing about Street Fighter, that'd be a good pick.
Right? At least Street Fighter.
I like it when he says somersault.
Who says somersault?
That's Japanese guile.
Oh. Wait,
he doesn't say flash kick. Okay. He says somersault.
That makes more sense.
Somersault! You know.
But it's nice and low quality sound, like how they say all the countries in Street Fighter 2.
Well, see, I'm thinking of, that's certainly true, but I'm thinking of,
even like Street Fighter 4, it sounds like that?
Well, I'm thinking of CVS2, Capcom versus SNK2, okay. Where it's a little higher quality, but the voice acting is lower quality, so it's like, somersault! And you're like, what are you doing?
Please speak up into the microphone!
That's also the one where he goes, Sonic Boo! Sonic Boo! So, you know, just good voice acting all around.
Slicing off the last letter of every word.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always been fond of the Street Fighter 2 countries, like Japan, and India, and USA, and USSR. But that's not what we're here to talk about, folks. We're here to talk to not do funny voices, but instead to talk about funny friends, like Pokemon. For example, number 751. Dewpider or Shizukumo.
What the hell is this?
Shizuku means drop, and Kumo obviously means spider. So it's like a drops, like a drippy spider.
Apparently it's based on a diving bell spider. I just wanna have some base of comparison. Okay, diving bell spiders don't look like this.
Yeah, what the heck? What the hey? Where's the... Oh, I kind of see the sack a little bit in a diving bell spider.
But it's like doing like a astronaut thing.
Yeah.
Like, I guess more cosmonaut than astronaut.
No, go on Google Images and look up diving bell spider. Then you'll see what they're talking about. Because it holds water. It can like kind of squeeze itself in water, right?
That is interesting.
Everyone go home. This is the interactive portion of the podcast. This is already a very interactive podcast. Look up diving bell spider in Google Images. That thing, that's Dewpider.
Unless you have arachnophobia.
No, please don't look
this
up.
Yeah. You know, don't listen. Don't do that to yourself. It's fine. It's as far as spiders go, it's not like super scary looking, but it's a spider.
It's a spider.
You know?
Yeah, it's got several legs.
This one has 6 legs. Mm-hmm. Which I guess is the correct number for a spider.
The art shows like 3 on the ground and apparently 3 carrying the head, sort of.
Yeah, carrying the water droplet.
That's great.
Maintaining surface tension.
Drop spider. Which sounds like a...
Do you think...
No, it sounds like a mobile game. Drop spider.
Wait, why are you saying drop spider? It's Dewpider.
I know, in Japanese, it's Shizukumo means drop spider.
Oh, okay. My mistake. Mm-hmm. Do you think if it had to use its arms for something else, it could maintain the tension on that water droplet just by saying something really uncomfortable in a crowded room?
Thinking that's the surface tension?
Mm-hmm.
I think that it could definitely be held up by just pure awkwardness and tension. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never thought about it that it's totally its hands holding that. Because I remember studying in even into college that like surface tension is one of the strongest forces in nature. Just because it's on a microscopic scale usually doesn't mean it's not extremely powerful.
It's like that whole like spider webs, like, you know, like pound for pound or whatever, stronger than steel thing.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. 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 And so Dewpiter is based around that. I like the surf extension thing. I know we already have Surskit, which you know, covers the concept of surf extension, but not it's not taking it with him.
Right. Right.
Whereas Dewpiter crawls onto the land in search of food, but its water bubble allows it to breathe and protects its soft head. So it's actually taking the water from the ocean or whatever, from the lake, with it on land. And when two Dewpiter meet, they display their water bubbles to each other, and the one with the smaller bubble gets out of the other's way. Little bubble measuring contest.
I'm glad that it's nice they've got a system. You know, like, it's not like they don't fight. They're just like, oh, I'm sorry, you have a larger one, please. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. No,
sorry, yeah, I didn't realize I was the small one here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was wrong. Gets out of the other one's way.
Yeah, that's kind of all it says in its dex entries. Is it takes the water with it. It takes it from dissolved water to wear it on its head, which is a cute idea. How big is this thing? It's a foot tall, and it's 8.8 pounds, 4 kilograms, 4 kilos.
Okay. I mean, you know, Pokemon. They have to make them bigger usually, so that's not that creepy. Mm-hmm.
That's not huge. It's just, you know.
Apparently, its spinneret can produce both silk and water bubbles.
Oh, cool.
Which is really interesting.
I would love to see, like, a water web.
And after all, you're my water wall.
Oh. There you go. Water is fascinating. The physics of water are just so interesting to me. That's why I'm, like, thinking about this Pokemon and... You know, it's bringing to mind all these different ideas of, like, surface tension and how erosion works and all this stuff. Like, water is such an incredible force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, Dewpiter by itself is cute, I guess. It's got the big, like, oh, mouth. But it evolves at level 22 into Araquanid, which, I mean, this ain't it, folks. You can't just put more, they make the legs longer and give him more bubbles. I don't think that works. I think it's one of these or the other.
Yeah. I think, like, if you look at it, the legs are no longer supplying the surface tension. The bubble is just there, which is way less interesting.
Yep. But that's kind of a cool idea that it learned to support itself without the thing.
Sure, but I mean, like, it's a cool idea that it has that ability, but in practice, I think it's less interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then it's got the weird knees.
I also have weird knees, for sure.
Apparently it's pretty nice though. Despite what its appearance suggests, it cares for others. If it finds vulnerable weak Pokemon, it protectively brings them into its water bubble.
But then you just go up one more to the sun entry. It delivers headbutts with the water bubble. Small Pokemon get sucked into the bubble where they drown. But they were asking for it. That's enemy.
So this is like I'm a healer butt.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm a
that's
healer
fair.
Butt. God, that's one of my favorite memes. It usually passes its time in the water, and when its belly is full, it stores its subdued prey in the water bubble on its head. Oh, so it stores things in there.
Yeah, 5'11".
Yeah, I was about to say, because one of the entries says that if a trainer isn't careful, Araquanid will try to put them in its bubble. And I was like, what? How big can it be? But yeah, it's huge.
That's actually very big.
Like, if you look at the Pokemon Adventures thing, it can be ridden. That's interesting, actually. That kind of makes it a different vibe.
Yeah. I don't like it.
I just wish the design was a little bit more different than Dewpiter.
Yeah, it was a little bit more different, and I felt like I like this idea that, like, oh, it's actually nicer than it looks, but I feel like, in effect, what that means is that the Pokedex and the art don't really work in harmony.
Right. It's like if you said Clefairy can accident. Well, if it's cute, but it's secretly mean, then that's always a plus for us. But if it's mean, but secretly cute. Wait. I already confused myself.
Well, see, if it's cute, but secretly mean, that's just real life.
Yeah, that's just how it'd be.
If you say, like, oh, this thing looks mean, but it's actually cute, that's fiction. You made it up.
But sometimes I like mean, but secretly cute. Sometimes I like Kangaskhan.
Kangaskhan is cute, though. Kangaskhan is adorably mean. Like, the seeds of cuteness are there.
Seeds of cuteness is what I am renaming my Animal Crossing stores.
I figured it would be like a K-pop group.
Ooh, it's too many words. It would be one word that's not any language that's just pronounceable in any language. That's usually how it works.
That's true.
Exo.
That's a fair point.
Signature. Anyways, we didn't mention though that both of these Pokemon have delightful shinies. Little purple, little red eye, black dragon. Mm-hmm. Look at these cool friends. I mean, it's darker. It's sort of like evil Araquanid.
Yeah, but they are good. They are good shinies. I do approve. Mm-hmm.
And in terms of pun work, do we prefer Dewpider or Araquanid?
I think Dewpider's better.
As a name, yeah.
Because Araquanid feels like it's trying a little too hard.
Arachnid and Aqua, whereas Dewpider's mm-hmm. obviously Dewspider. Dewpider's, mm-hmm. yeah, it's very, like, it rolls off the tongue well. It makes sense. It quickly makes sense. Araquanid, you have to do a little bit of, like, geometry to get it. Little calculus. Yeah. I think it sounds like in our heart of hearts, we're both leaning towards keeping Dewpider and cutting Araquanid.
That does seem like where we are as a society.
And I'm
right now.
And you know, I'm okay with that. I don't even think that's the tightest cut. I don't think that's a hard cut. It's just like, Araquanid, you could be a little bit better. The size thing is cool. Like, I like this big giganto floaty hell spider that puts snacks, like mm-hmm. little goldfish treats in its head for you is fun, but I mean, Dewpider gets the job done. That's friend-shaped right there.
It's getting your I don't have a way to finish the sentence. But yeah.
I have a segue. you go from the river into the forest because the Pokédex, as we've noticed, tends to trend into different locations, so they like match Pokémon mm-hmm. in the dex by where you'd find them. And so now we're in the Gen 7 in the Alola region's forest, and we're finding Pokemon like Fomantis. Karikiri. Is that Karikiri or Kankiri? I can't read. It's Karikiri.
It's Karikiri.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. It's got little scissor hands. Scissor hand. Mm-hmm. That's just a baby Scyther. What if this evolved into Scyther?
It looks like a combination of Scyther and Bulbasaur, though. It's got the little bulb.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, it looks like it belongs in the Pokedex.
It does. Yeah.
Faux Mantis. I think, fake Mantis.
And I like the green and pink. That's a very good look.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the Pokedex, shall we?
Yeah.
It loves the sunshine. When it basks in sunlight regularly, it grows up with vivid coloration.
Aww.
Tip of its head has a pleasant aroma. Cutiefly tend to hang out with them because they like the smell.
Hmm.
And during the day it just takes a nap in the sun, and during night it looks for places to nap. It's like, okay, well, it's nighttime, there's no more sun, let me find an ideal place to nap for the next 14 hours.
That's a mood, is what it is.
It's good.
I actually really like the grass types. I remember coming to the forest in Moon and being like, wow, these are all some, like, fun and unique grass types, and surprised that they can still get, like, unique ideas that are different from insects out of the grass type. Mm-hmm. The lush jungle is what it's called in Sun and Moon. Located on mm-hmm. Akala Island is where you'll find Fomantis, as well as its evolution at level 34. It turns into Lurantis.
Yeah. Hmm. So both of these clearly based on a orchid mantis.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, if you haven't seen one before, they're pretty.
Let me take a look at an orchid mantis. I'd like to see. Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Oh, I love it. I want one of those, actually. Where do you find these? This is the thing about insects, is you go your, like, everyday life, just mostly because we're not outside that much, especially currently, and you don't see insects because they're small, but you, like, mm-hmm. read about them, or you find, like, photography of them, and you're like, that thing just, like, lives in the world? Like, the orchid mantis looks like an alien.
I mean, it's pretending to be a flower,
yeah.
right? That's why it's called that. It hangs out on flowers, and then, you know, some other insects are like, oh, I'm going to go get some pollen. And the orchid mantis is like, no, you're going to get fucking got, son.
You're going to get murdered is what's going to happen to you, son.
And the bug is like, oh, no, but you're very pretty, so I guess it's okay.
I'll allow it. It's fine. Maybe I deserved it. Yeah, and I think Lurantis gets that across more so. It's very beautiful. Mm-hmm. Let me kind of visualize, like, how big it is. 2'11". So I'm putting my hand next to me, and it would be at about where my hand is if I'm sitting down. So yeah, 2 feet. That's like, it walks next to you.
Okay. So, okay. Here's a, Pokedex entries are interesting. There are several layers, but what I want to start with...
Yeah, hit me with it.
...is for self-protection, it pretends to be a bug Pokemon. So this is a plant pretending to be a bug, pretending to be a plant.
That's a lot of layers. That's a whole
That's really neat.
Yep.
Also, it fires beams from its sickle-shaped petals. These beams are powerful enough to cleave through metal plates. Yo, what the hell?
Whoa.
It's just got like a buster rifle in those
exactly.
arms.
I'm trying to think of a fighting game move that would use that.
I mean, like, you could do, like, a Marvel vs. Capcom, you know, Shinku Hadoken.
Yep.
When it's the beam.
Rising Tackle! Power Wave! Sorry, I literally only know King of Fighters, and no, there's no other fighting game.
Yes, the Rising Tackle is not. There's no projectile involved.
That's true. Well, it's his feet. His feet are the projectile.
That's not how... But they don't leave his body, so they're not projectiles. It's not... You just
okay, Googling Terry Bogard feet pics. Here we go. And, oh no. This can't possibly get me anything disgusting. Come on. Oh my god! Every time! I always think the internet won't deliver, and then it does! This sucks, bud.
Wait, you made a bad choice and you suffered for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, sorry. Can I send you this, or do you not want me to send you this? It's not pornographic. It's just feet. Sending you it's not even that bad. It's just like you look. I typed in Terry Bogard feet and I got a really great drawing of him with his shirt off and his feet up on a table. That's it. And for some reason, oh, never mind, we're not gonna talk about feet. This is not the part of this Pokedex where we're gonna talk about feet. That's coming up so soon. But the moral of the story is Lurantis is wonderful and I love her, and I love the shiny is a different type of flower, which is great. We are dealing with pure grass type, though, which, like you said, especially with Lurantis, makes sense because it's grass pretending to be a bug. Do you think they could have done anything else with the typing, or are you satisfied with plain grass here?
I guess my question is, what would you do?
Right? Yeah. Well, okay, so what's Scyther?
Well, Scyther's a bug.
So why is Scyther a bug if Lurantis is grass?
Because Scyther is a bug, and this is explicitly a plant. Like, they make a point of how this is a plant pretending to be a bug, pretending to be a plant. And I think that's a lot. I think that's really good. I wonder if it should have some secondary typing, personally.
That's what I'm saying. Is it grass something?
The only thing that jumps out to me is, like, grass fairy, and I don't want that.
Yeah.
Because we've got enough of that.
Yeah, fairy is so often, as we've discussed, used to just mean either feminine or magical.
Mm-hmm.
And I think both of those don't really fit. Because Lurantis is definitely a little bit feminine coded, but it will kill you. Not to say that being feminine doesn't mean it'll kill you. It often does. but I just think it has nothing to do with fairy type. That's what that is. God, I love the grass type
you know,
gen so much.
You know what I would like? Is I would like to see this be like grass psychic. I think that would be interesting.
Oh, sure. Like, it's like manipulating you, mind-control-y?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. We can put that in the suggestion box, which we're going to send
okay,
a huge suggestion box over to Game Freak once this is all over. And then it's...
Of course.
What?
I said, of course.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll be a huge, huge envelope, and it'll just be chock full of different suggestions, like get rid of Jinx, and what's the deal with XYZ...
Airplane food.
What's the deal with airplane food, and why give Zygarde its own game? Thank you. Signed, the Jodokorn.
I do really like... I think we should keep the shinies here, and
yeah.
I'll tell you why.
They look like other plants.
I really like... They look like other plants, but they also look so much more humble in a way that I find really interesting.
Yeah.
They are, like, normally Fomantis and Lurantis are such, like their Pokedex and stuff is all about like, oh, they're so fancy looking. And I really like the idea that their shiny form is them, you know, being, you know, hashtag humble.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Also still looks good. Just a little more simple.
I would love a Fomantis plush. Add that to the list of Pokemon that Alan wants a plush of. It's funny.
I've got my Scorbunny and I've got my Isabelle, and I'm happy.
You're all
forever.
Set for life, yeah. Although Isabelle's not an animal, she's a friend.
Is it called Animal Crossing?
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. I didn't think about that. So Fomantis, before we go away from it forever, I just realized its body is just like, if you, I was watching a YouTube video that was like, oh, my artist friend, like I describe Pokemon to my artist friend and they try to draw it without me like saying what animal it is or what Pokemon it is based on their memory. And like half of them, the person had to be like, and then the body is just pill shaped. And then I started thinking about like just how many upright standing Pokemon are pill bodies. And it's more than you think. Fomantis is like borderline pill body, but it's got a little bit of a pointy edge or pointy or like curved bottom. And then Lurantis is a non-traditional body type that's like more.
I mean, to be fair, I am a pill body with a curved bottom.
Yeah, but it's aren't we all really? But you're especially you're like especially a pill body.
Right, right. Like art reflecting life and such.
Cool. Do you want to talk about the next Pokemon?
You know, I would like to talk about more LOL.
More. If you're
watching, we all need more LOL in our lives. You know what I'm saying?
You ever see that episode of Utena? And I know you haven't, but there's an episode where one of the girls wears a cowbell because she thinks it looks fashionable, but it turns her into like a cow. And the way that they verbalize her saying moo in Japanese is she's saying mo, and they keep doing puns about like more something, more this, more that. So more lull is related to that. So it's kind of like a cow sleeping. That was like the cadence of me playing that Jackbox game where you have to sell something, but you didn't come up with an idea fast enough. So you're like, okay, so the idea of my product is like, what happens when your books are sleeping? You just have nothing.
I love you, my friend. You're okay.
I love you, Six. So Morel, that's a morel, which is a type of mushroom, and a lull. Morshella mushroom or a morel mushroom. That's the kind with the holes in it. They're really creepy looking. I read something recently about why things with holes in them are scary to us. I think it's like it makes us think of like prison cells. Because, you know, the guy who like discovered cell theory was looking at corks and thought that they looked like prison cells. And so that's why they're called cells. Someone can correct me if that's not exactly right, but that's how I generally understand it. So Morlul's based on that. It's a creepy flower. It's a grass fairy. We're getting back to fairy being magical. And specifically what Morel does, it scatters these spores everywhere, and anyone who sees the glowing spores, which kind of look like lights, they fall into a deep sleep. And it itself also sleeps all day and wakes up at night, which, again, same, when I don't have work. Even though these guys are dangerous, nighttime tourists of forests where Morel live are very popular. Why do you think that is, Six?
You know, I don't. I think it's just because it's pretty, I guess.
Yes. I mean, so they're in Sword and Shield. There's a great forest in Sword and Shield. And in that one, they mention that people living in the forest eat the caps on Morlul's head, and the caps go overnight. Mm-hmm. That's one of those classic examples where it's gross because this thing is sentient.
Yeah, and it's also gross that it apparently is fine with that. Like, I actually, like it's one of those things where you're like, hey, could you get upset, please? Could you get upset?
Could you be angry about this? Yeah, come on. Like, you respect yourself a little bit more. A little bit more, lol. Please. Thank you. Because it's, the whole thing is, like, if you see the spores and you're close to the lights, you're going to get knocked out. It's like Jigglypuff all the time. But people are like, I don't care. I want a snack on this because I'm a tourist and I love stealing food.
Imagine being a tourist who is, they're like, these woods are really dangerous, and you're like, I don't care, it's pretty, and then you see a Pokemon, you're like, I'm gonna eat your head, don't make that sexual.
But I'm gonna eat your mushroom head, don't make that sexual. I'm gonna lick the tip off your mushroom head, don't make that sexual. Yeah, so it's got the little thingies. I love the eyes. This is a nice little touch, is that if you look closely, the eyes have sort of like an accent on the side that make it look like it's like hasn't gotten a lot of sleep or something. I love that. I think that's a good touch.
It definitely brings the design to a different level.
Yes, because it would otherwise just be like a fluffy flower, or like it would look like the thing from Sword and Shield that evolves into Alcremie. It would look like one of those, but with mushrooms poking out of it, which is not.
Is it like Milkery or something?
Yeah,
like
Milkery
that?
Or something. Yes. I believe
Milcery, something like that.
And it has a great shiny. Instead of purple and white and pinkish, it's kind of orangey red, which I like to think and is a bit more obvious. Like, hey, motherfucker, don't eat me. Please. Interestingly enough, the trivia section says that this Pokemon could be seen as a counter to Paris.
Well, that's especially because of the evolution.
Yes, 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 yes.
Which is Shinotic, yeah. Which expressly says in its Pokedex entry that it has territory battles with Paris. Sect.
Oh,
excuse me,
fun.
With Paris sect. So,
the thing with Shinotic is the smile is now disturbing. Like, Morlul doesn't have a mouth, which is in a way disturbing, but Shinotic having one is somehow more disturbing.
Well, that's partially because, you know, people confused by its strange lights can never find their way home again, and when their prey succumb to sleep, this Pokemon feeds on them by sucking in their energy.
That whips? Should this be ghost type? I love that this is fairy type, but should it be ghost type?
Maybe. Here's what it really should be, which is cut.
Ooh, really? You don't want to keep Shinotic.
I don't like its design.
You see those pants though? You look at those pants.
I do. It appears to be wearing a Milkery. That's nice.
It's wearing a pink Milkery. You're right. Or like a dismembered Jigglypuff. Oh God, I'm so sorry. Let's think about this though. It's 3 foot tall. 3 feet mm-hmm. tall. It is 25 pounds approximately. So that's bigger. That's definitely bigger. It's just so creepy. I love the creepy, like, the idea of you're just walking through the forest and this thing, like, sidles away in the bushes. And you're like, what the fuck was that? And then you look at it and you just are hypnotized and knocked out. And then it eats your whole life.
Yeah, I feel like we are, as much as I love it, uh-huh. I think we are hitting the point of diminishing returns of, like, oh, hey, if you head where this Pokemon is, it'll hypnotize you and murder
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's a shockingly common thing. You are correct. In that assessment.
Which, like, rules, but, like, you know.
There's only so many of those we can do.
Yeah, I feel like we are disproportionately generous to that idea.
Yeah. I just really like the idea of being lulled into a false sense of security.
Like, on a personal level, you just find that really, like...
I don't know. I don't want to follow this train of thought any further at all. Also, to a point against Genotic, it's a really bad shiny.
It's a really bad shiny, and also I do think the mushroom head part, like above the face, is not good.
Yeah, I get it. Should we keep Morlul though?
I'm down for keeping Morlul.
That's a fair compromise, because Morlul, you still want to have a forest full of creepy nightmare things. And the idea is that Morlul is in the same forest as like Fomantis and Lurantis, but in the evening, you only see it at night.
And I also like the idea that Morlul is playing in the same territory as these creepy ones,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's sort of like, it's actually kind of harmless.
Yeah, he's just there to
smell
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, we get into the slightly horny era again. The next couple are really weird. Man, this is like my favorite batch of the Alola Dex, to be honest with you. We're first talking about Salandit. Which is a black lizard with a red tail, red like handprint tail. It's poison mm-hmm. fire type, which is very unique and cool.
Uh huh.
And
its face is just permanently doing the
ooh.
Ooh,
you did that.
Did I do
she
that?
Said, and then what did she say? Ooh.
And they were roommates.
This is the and they were roommates. Pokemon, you got it. You got it. And that's what's beautiful. I'm talking like I'm Malcolm Gladwell. What's beautiful about the human mind, you need to understand, is that when Salandit, you have a female Salandit, and it hits level 33, it becomes the breeding version of its group, the Salazzle, which, oofa doofa, somebody made Salazzle. Somebody mm-hmm, made that decision mm-hmm. of what happens if we make a sexy lizard. They, like, put that to paper, drew it, went through copy, and got the approval to make a sexy lizard.
Yeah, they sure,
Oh, no. Damn it! Time to Digimon, 30 minutes. TTD. Yeah, Salazzle's totally Digimon, that's fair. You know, they made that, they're doing that new Digimon season, the reboot season.
Wow, that's great. I'm so excited.
Can I? Well, we'll talk about that off. That's a different podcast time.
Is it? I mean, I'm right here.
I'm going to watch it, and then I'll tell you if I think you should oops it while it's going, because people will, imagine the SEO on, like, we finally got Canline Media to talk about Digimon Adventure. Oh my god.
Imagine how many times I'll have to edit in me snarkily playing
that song.
The Digimon.
Yeah, every time someone says the word Digimon, you have to do it. Yeah, it's just the first couple seconds before they say Digimon. It's just But people know what it is. They know. The reason I mentioned Salazzle so quickly is it kind of like it overwrites Salandit. Like, if you look at Salandit by itself, you're like, that's a cool look. It's funny looking. It's a great color. Good, awesome typing, but Salazzle just overwrites everything that's cool about Salandit.
It is literally canon. This is literally canon that Salazzle lives in a den with like 50 dudes, which the Pokedex specifically calls a reverse harem.
Wait, you're kidding?
And makes them bring it food, and if it does a bad job, it slaps them with fire.
Do they use the word reverse harem?
They use the phrase reverse harem.
Wait. Oh my god!
In the Sun Pokedex.
For some reason, only females have been found. It creates a reverse harem of male Salandit that it lives with. Oh no.
This is the first canon instance of them saying this Pokemon lives in the Bone Zone.
That's incredible. The word harem means something different in Japanese, right? Or the thing that's being translated as harem, right? It's not just... Because you told me before, no. It's not just a sexual thing. It's like a...
I mean... It doesn't... No.
you explicitly were like, it doesn't have to be sexual. It just means, like, surrounded by a group of the other sex.
Well, but it doesn't... They don't have to be having sex, but it does... It is...
Yeah.
That sort of relationship. Like, a harem anime isn't, oh, this guy is with a bunch of girls, and they don't even realize... They don't even think about him as being a member of the opposite gender. Mm-hmm. That's not a harem anime.
Right. It's explicitly acknowledging that.
I think it's less loaded in Japanese, but it is still it's the same color. It's just a less dark shade of it.
That is truly buck wild that someone got that into the decks. That is so interesting. Into the Sun Pokedex. My child is going to be downloading their copy of Pokemon Sun 10 years from now, and being like, Papa. But Papa, what's a harem? And I'm gonna have to have a long conversation with little Timmy and Tommy.
Also, it's a new type.
It's a new type.
Because its poison is not poison. Its poison is pheromones. It is horny juice.
I love it. And since we haven't even talked about the best thing about Salazzle, which is that it probably has the best shiny out of Alola. Like,
oh, I thought you were gonna talk about the fact where it has like naturally on its body like a breast window.
I love the boob window.
It does have a good shiny.
It's not Gorbis, whatever her name is. It's not as explicit as Gorbis from Gen 3. What's the Pokemon
Gorbis?
I'm thinking of? You know the one I'm thinking of? Yeah, I am thinking of Gorbis.
Gorbis.
Gorbis for a sec. We did this guy. Lady. Da, 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 da.
Oh yeah. I did forget about that one.
Yeah, so it's not as explicit as that.
Well, but it is like standing with one hand on its hip, its other hand like gently dangling in front of its crotch.
I agree with you that it's sexual. I'm just saying that,
and also a Pokedex entry about how it has sex all the
time. Yes, yes, yes. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying that the chest is not.
Sure. The chest is not as bad.
For some reason, only females have been found. I like that sentence also. Salazzle lives deep in caves and forces a Salandit. It is attracted with pheromones. That's wacky. I want to be a Salazzle. Hold on. And the winner of competitions between Salazzle decided by which one has the most Salandit with it. You know what's my question? Is this based on something in real life where there's like a lady that just dominates?
I mean, that's a thing with some species of whiptail newt.
Oh, that's awesome.
Or sorry, whiptail salamander.
The New Mexico whiptail. Yeah, it's a lizard. It's a type of lizard.
It's a lizard.
He's a lizard.
So here's the thing. Uh-huh. I would keep Salandit. I would not keep Salazzle.
Really? You don't want to keep the harem pocket monster?
Oh, Salazzle makes me uncomfortable.
But I just, if you're going to keep Salandit, okay, because if you keep just Salandit, then you just have a bunch of, like, gremlin children running around.
Yes, you have a cave and you poke your head and they're like, oh, look who it is.
Oh. Here he is. Group chat name change to this guy. Every time someone walks in, they change it.
Like, Selena would just be fun to hang out with and would not be trying to, you know.
Please, it's Big Titty Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, man, but I love the Big Titty Mom.
You just like Digimon. It's fine. You're allowed to
honestly,
just like Digimon.
Not every Digimon is horny. I don't know why that's your. I know there are several that are horny, but, like, have you seen Greymon? Have you seen. I just don't know.
This is a game for kids. Please don't bring up Greymon on this podcast.
Greymon's anatomy. Fine.
50 Shades of Greymon.
Liam Neeson's The Greymon.
Oh, boy.
God, that movie's dumb. Yeah, I mean, I get it. They need to tone down the horny. But we're not done with horny in Gen 7, by the way. Like, if you think we're not gonna cut all the horny Pokemon out of this generation.
Well, approach it case by case, and the one that literally says reverse harem in it, I just have to say bye to.
Just shout out to the reverse harem. I'm so proud of her. She's doing so good for herself. She can live in the regular Pokemon world with her other wives, like she's the major from Ghost in the Shell, but her other girlfriends. But she can't hang in the Quorum heaven, the gates of Quorum. Which changed.
Yeah, stay in your depraved, dark kingdom of.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to start a second podcast where I just chat with all of the cut Pokemon from the Johto Quorum as, like, different RP characters.
Do you want me to just, like, I could be on it and just do, like, voice filters?
Yeah.
Makes me feel really bad that Sick doesn't like my big titties. Like. What would we do?
That'd be great. They go a hard left turn from super sexual to super adorable. It's Stuffle. He'll punch you to death. It's Stuffle, everyone. Nui mm-hmm. Koguma. Salazzle,
despite its adorable appearance, when it gets angry and flails about, its arms and legs could knock a pro wrestler sprawling.
That's awesome. It's an incredibly dangerous Pokemon. A touch from anyone except a known friend sends it into a frenzy. Same. It boasts enough power to split large trees in half. The organ on its rear releases an odor that it uses to communicate with others. What does that have to do with everything else you said?
Just, you know, two facts. just car facts, you know.
Just give me the Poke facts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's a stuffed animal. It's supposed to look like a stuffed animal. It's normal fighting type, so it's not really that hidden that it could kick your ass.
Well, I mean, you don't, like, look at it and you go, obviously that's a fighting type. You just look at it and you're like, oh, there's a... Oh, my God.
Oh, God, it's killing everyone. But it's, like, it's controlled. It's under control. If you're friends with a Stuffle, it won't hurt you. It'll hurt your foes. So I would love to, like, walk with one, you know, when I'm walking home to my car after work or something, and I would keep a Stuffle nearby in case somebody walks up to me. It would just fucking kick their ass and no one would know. That's great.
Are you saying you'd like to walk with the animals, talk with the animals?
I would. I'd also like to walk like an Egyptian, because at level 27, Stuffle is no longer able to hold in its fighting prowess, and it becomes yet another meme Pokemon. Beware. Which is spelled B-E-W-E-A-R. But it's homophonic with beware, the word.
Mm-hmm.
This one's mostly funny because in Sword and Shield, these guys are in the game. And in the wild area, you can be chased by Pokemon that see you. And getting chased by a squad of beware is like top three horror moments of 2020 for me, I think, so far. It's got the bappy paws, as Kyrie would say. which I don't even think Stuffle does. It just has little dots on the hands, but Beware has gone full Bappy. It's very tall. It's 6'11", which rules. It's so big. And it's almost 300 pounds. It's 297.6 pounds. Beware is the other linebacker. He's on our endlessly expanding football team. He big.
Yeah, this Pokemon has the habit of hugging its companions. Yay. Many trainers have left this world after their spines were squashed by its hug.
Yes, I want to get hugged to death by Beware so bad. That sounds great.
Many people call it the most dangerous Pokemon in the Alola region.
This owns its habitat is generally off limits. Don't fuck with Beware.
Yeah, no, and it sort of waves at you. This comes up in the Sun and Moon anime, where Beware, when it's like hey, watch out, I'm on. You know, it's like its equivalent of growling is like waving its arms.
Yeah, yep.
And it's just like, oh, it's waving hide of. Oh my god!
Every tree is being knocked down. It has destroyed an ecosystem. Yeah, Beware is like comically powerful. That's the whole gag, and I do enjoy that. I actually think you don't need to keep both of these. They serve different purposes, though. You know, Beware is your bodyguard and Stuffle is your like pocket knife. So it's more like, do you want to show your power, flaunt it, sit on its shoulders and let it carry you to victory, or do you want to have this like backup weapon when people try to front?
I guess I'm of two minds here, because if we're going to keep one, we're keeping Beware.
Yeah.
But I do think there's value in it having a kid form.
We can keep both. I didn't mean to suggest that we absolutely should not keep both. And Beware has been used for good purposes too. I think that's the great thing about Beware is once again it can be controlled. It's not just an untamable beast. It's not like we're never gonna get the Giratina thing again, where it's like it's so bad that we had to make it its own dimension because it couldn't stop being a jackass. Beware can be a friend. It has friend potential.
So there's a character from Blaze Blue, right? Yeah. His name is Azrael.
Okay.
So the lore for Azrael is so you see he has tattoos on his chest,
sure,
right?
Yeah, and abs. Hello.
Those are tattoos to make him less strong.
Uh-oh.
Because he's so strong that he just destroys everything. And he's sort of first introduced to be like, hey, we want like a melee fist fighter in this series, and we want him to be like kind of like whatever. And they quickly realized that like in canon he was a problem. because he's just as strong as he wants to be at any given time. There's a great part where at the end of, I think it's the second to last game, Chrono Phantasma, where the brilliant scientist, Koko Noe, creates a device to seal him in an inescapable separate dimension, much like Giratina, to hold him there because he's too scary. And so like, here, I'm going to trap you in an inescapable dimension so you can never leave. And then at the start of the next game, Central Fiction, he says this is boring, and he rips the dimension apart with his hands.
King.
I want an Azrael Beware. I want a form of Beware where Beware is Beware unleashed.
Like Hoopa Unbound, right? But cooler.
Yeah. I want to see Beware with like a series of power limiter tattoos and just like.
Maybe that's what the Bappy paws are supposed to be, and it's like when it loses those of a seal. And as soon as you get one of those off and he chooses not to be sealed anymore, you cannot stop Beware.
Okay, because it has the two circles, the two big circles that it had as Stuffle. But then it has the three little Bappy Pot dots, excuse me. And you're like, wait, one of them disappeared.
Uh-oh.
And Beware's like, proceeding to level one.
Beep, 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 beep. And then a building just falls in the distance. And you're like, what happened? Taking care of business. The other thing to note about Beware's design, it's like, and this is another one. Hold on, where's my pen and paper? I can draw this. Give me a minute. This one's
also
easy.
It has like a tanuki tail.
It does have a tanuki tail. That's wonderful. That's adorable. But yeah, it's such a simple design because it's just all power. All death, all power.
Yeah, I would want to keep both of these friends.
They serve different purposes. I get it.
Also, I just like them all. Like, you know, I've always been a fan of fighting types. I would say I think Beware should become just straight fighting type rather than being normal fighting.
Yeah, what's the best? Again, as we always say, what's the point of normal type here?
Mm-hmm. I think normal type is good for Stuffle just to indicate that it's not fully into its fighting prowess, but by this point it should be pure fighting.
The purest of fighting, yeah. Do you think Beware should have another evolution that's like Unbound Beware or something? It's like Stuffle, Beware, and then Get Out, Getout. It's the third one.
I think just all caps, D-I-E, die.
Yeah.
Die!
Yeah.
I like the idea a lot. I think we should just leave it as a note we've said on air and not put it in the doc.
Sure.
I do think that'd be good. It's just, you know how it is, creating new evolutions is sometimes a little bit beyond our ken.
It's just so much work. That's really true. We're doing a lot of hard work here already.
Mm-hmm. But listen, if you send me fan art of Beware with Azrael's tattoos. maybe the jacket.
I would love that. I would adore that.
That would be great. That would be fantastic.
Sorry, I'm still trying to draw Beware. This is almost done. Give me a moment. Boo-doo-boo. God, this is no... I'm sorry. This is the worst drawing I've ever made. Oh, no. I thought this would be easy because the body's so simple. But that head is a little complicated, folks. Now wait for it. Bam, 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 bam. There's a bunch of paws. Bappy, bappy. Give it some eyes.
Oh, I do have the exact quote.
Yes, give me the quote, please.
So, Kokonoe then again teleports Azrael, but this time into a dimensional prison from which he can never escape. Blaze Blue Central Fiction. He's escaped from Kokonoe's dimensional prison by tearing it apart with his bare hands.
I adore it. You tell me about Blaze Blue lore and it makes me interested in Blaze Blue, and then I play Blaze. I mean, I like playing Blaze Blue, but the other lore stuff.
Then you play the story mode and I understand. That's not a bad Beware. The proportions are a little weird, but it's not a bad Beware.
Oh, I forgot to close the head off. Hold on. Scoop. Yeah, that's worse. That's bad. We're not posting that one anywhere. That's illegal.
Okay.
But I tried.
That's
fine. I did that from sight also, so that's the other thing. I'm so excited. So we're keeping Beware. I think we're keeping both. I think that's agreed. That's fair.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've been dreading it, Sax, but we have more grass types to talk about. And these next three in particular are my favorite grass types ever. Six is so mad at me. Six is steaming in the corner over there. We are talking about Bounce Sweet, just a wholesome, bouncy little friend. Amakaji.
Yeah.
That's the fruit Pokemon. It's just a little strawberry. Mm-hmm. That you can bounce like a little basketball. Nothing bad could ever happen.
Resembles a mangosteen.
Yummy. Wait, what's mangosteen?
It's a fruit.
Oh, you learn something every day. Oh, it is actually the purple mint. Yeah, huh. Let me look at this. Oh, that looks tasty. Is it bouncy? Probably not.
I don't know.
It looks like a, not a pomegranate, but like a red plum or something. On the outside? Wow, that's an interesting looking fruit. Look up a mangosteen. One word. Yeah, so Bounce Sweet. Pokedex entry-wise, a delectable aroma pours from its body, and they are often swallowed whole by toucan and lured by that wafting deliciousness.
Although it's too sugary for human consumption, Bounce Sweet's sweat can be watered down into a juice with just the right amount of sweetness. That's kind of
gross. That's like worse shuckle. Because remember, Shuckle was like, we make juice out of the stuff that's inside of its shell or whatever.
Yeah.
What's with?
I mean, I guess at least this one's a fruit Pokemon. I'm not like a mold Pokemon.
Well, actually, no. I think what it was, yeah, the berries ferment inside of Shuckle to become juice. I just triple checked that. But still, you can make Bounce Sweet into juice, and it's way too sweet by itself. Bird Pokemon are always after it. It's not intelligent enough to care, which is really mean.
So this is a bimbo, is what
it's a huge bimbo, and it grows into a huger bimbo. The Ultra Moon Pokedex, you're going to like this 6, because this is top-tier pun work. It tries to resist being swallowed by a bird Pokemon by spinning the sepals on its head. It's usually a fruitless attempt.
Oh!
Thank you, Rotomdex. Yeah, it's one of those things where it tries to be safe and try to be wholesome and having fun, but it just keeps getting its ass kicked and getting swallowed up by other people. So it's getting into Vore. It's discovering the idea of devouring someone. But It's just trying its best. And if it can survive to level 18, it can become what some have called the Bulma of Pokemon. Steenee. Number 762. She's adorable.
Give me names.
Give you names?
Yeah.
People who are calling
who
it Bulma?
That? Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, give me names.
Me right now.
Okay.
Ama Maiko. So, yeah, Steenee's adorable. She looks like a little waitress. This Pokemon is always bouncing around energetically, and other Pokemon are attracted by its lively appearance and pleasant aroma. It plays with bird Pokemon without worry now, because it's protected by the sepals. They're hard and powerful now.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear it's feeling safe now.
And they're quite painful. Its sepals are quite painful if they smack you. So it can fight now. Its head is a defense mechanism.
As it twirls like a dancer, a sweet smell spreads around it. Anyone who inhales the scent will feel a surge of happiness.
I don't know why the shield dex specifically mentions Corvus Squire because it's trying to reference something in Galar. Any Corvus Squire that pecks at this Pokemon will be greeted with a smack from its sepals, followed, hold on, by a sharp kick. That's interesting. Something we haven't really thought about with Steenee is that it's kind of doing the ballerina.
It's foreshadowing. I see.
Yeah, it's foreshadowing something sinister and beautiful at the same time.
If you look at the shiny, it's interesting. I don't think it's good.
No, I don't think so either. I like the purple up top, but the body color is weird.
Yeah, it clashes. It's not. And by the way, Bounsweet has the same situation going on.
Does it?
So okay. Shiny is not what we're looking
for. Yeah, that's one where the base is actually good enough. Let's just keep talking about Steenee. We don't have to move on anymore. We can just stop on this one.
Okay.
Yeah?
Sounds good.
Yeah, Ama Maiko, that's the Japanese name, like I said. It's a combination of Amai, which means sweet, and Maiko, which is a dancing girl.
Yeah.
Aw, that's adorable. So she dances. She's having a great time. She's working.
You know, Mallow had a bounce suite.
Mallow? Oh, one of the gym leader, right? Or the trial person?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the deal with Mallow? Let's take a look. I forgot what Mallow. Oh, she's cute. Yep, Mallow's definitely cute. And she has a Z-ring. And I'm just doing everything I can to not go forward.
No, what's wrong? Oh, there's a third evolution. I thought you were like worried about like what the next like line was, but there's a third one of these. Let's take a look.
So if you teach Steenee Stomp and then level it up, it discovers the power of the Big Steppy. Welcome Sarina to the podcast.
So, friends and folks, this is a game for kids. We are generally adults. If you are not, this is, you know, congratulations, you've made it to the end of the episode. We'll keep talking after this, but you can go ahead and go.
You're allowed to hit end on the podcast. Thanks for listening. This is a game for kids. Let's be adults at Scanline Media, blah, blah, blah. Plugs done. All right, that's it. Now for the real show. Sarina's here to step on you to death. She's going to kill you with her big feet.
It's just a Pokemon designed to step on your dick. I don't know.
What's the problem? Wait, I don't understand what the problem is. Hold on.
So that's a Pokemon?
Yeah, Amajo.
That's a Pokemon.
Amajo.
You are a human?
Amai means sweet, and Jo means queen. Mm-hmm. Sweet queen.
Yep.
I wish it was like Steenee Hime and then Amajo, Sarina. That would have been fun. But they don't lean into Steenee being a princess, so it's a princess who evolves, or it's a dancer who evolves into being the queen.
All girls are princesses.
All Sarinas are queens. So the way you know that this is sexual, besides the fact, well, okay, everything. Let's just go down the line. We've got the hips have become childbearing hips.
Yes.
It's no longer like a dancer's dress. It's like that's the ass and the hips.
Yes.
The hands are kind of like sitting on the ass, at least in the promo art.
Well, I mean, your ass is behind you. I don't know if you knew that.
It can be. It doesn't have to be.
So that's more like resting on like your pelvis bones. Yeah. They have been called by some clueless people vagina bones.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. Always got to bring up old good memories. Mm-hmm. So we can talk about Sarina without the fact that it's just a sex object, right?
Let's talk about the fact that it's a Pokemon known for the beauty of its well-shaped legs.
Oh, no.
Let's talk about the fact that it cackles every time it kicks an opponent.
Oh, she's an Ojusama.
Let's talk about the fact that it laughs boisterously when it defeats people. Long, slender legs and a cruel heart.
I love this.
A kick from the hardened tips of this Pokemon's legs leaves a wound in the opponent's body and soul that will never heal.
A Pokemon with an aggressive personality and a mastery of kicking, it cackles every time it kicks. Yes, 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 yes. It can knock out kickboxing champions with a single blow.
Here's a fun detail. So it has the little crown on its head, right?
Uh-huh. It's a queen.
If you touch the crown, it becomes helpless.
What? Where does it say that? What?
Scroll up.
Scrolling. Oh, shit. That's so weird. Why? It's just a crown.
Well, you know, you take a queen's crown off.
Don't touch the crown. Don't ever touch her crown. Yeah. Bow down to Sarina. I love, yeah, life's the body and soul. So they knew. They made this and they knew. Because it's like, mm-hmm. You got the thing covering the face. You got the cartoonishly long eyelashes. You got the long hair. You got the big hips. And most importantly, you've got those feet that don't quit. They look like mm-hmm. She's wearing like thigh-high boots.
Yes.
She is 3'11". So, 47 pounds. Girl big is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Going ahead and taking a look at the shiny again. No. You almost
had
it.
Yeah, no, it just still doesn't work. Right, right, right.
So I guess we're left with a question, right? How much do we want a Pokemon in the Pokedex whose intent is to make your penis go doki doki?
I think it's essential. I just think it's so important.
Yeah, I know you do.
What?
I don't really care what you want, though.
Okay, you have to decide then, because I've made my case. I think it's great. I love Sarina. I think she's wonderful. That's you make your decision.
But you also know you can't be trusted on this matter.
I know what I like, and I like what I know. And I think Sarina's worth keeping.
I guess the thing that makes it okay is if Sarina does step on your dick will literally never heal.
Or neither will my soul.
Right. So, you know, maybe this is like a trap. This is punishment.
Final retribution.
Luring you in so that if you're horny, they will destroy you utterly.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking for. That's precisely what I'm looking for.
I still feel very complicated about this. But I guess I will go ahead and give Sarina the green light, which is a joke because she's a grass Pokemon.
What's the name Sarina? It means like a Russian monarch. Oh, that's great. I thought it was just.
It's also like Sarina,
like the name. Like
the name,
mm-hmm. And the word serene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a lot of that's oh. Large level, high level pun, high level pun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not bad.
I think I'm so happy I did it. I accomplished what I came
to do. I'm really uncomfortable with the Pokemon Adventures art where there's a guy staring at Sarina, which the camera is angled a certain way, and he is like sweating.
But you also have Mallow like cheering on her best friend because she's doing so great. That's not a guy. Sure, that's like the last guy that you find. That's the guy with the Turtonator. You know who I'm talking about? He's like the island champion.
I know.
Kiawe, yeah. That's his name.
I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking a lot right now.
Yeah, you should be.
the Jo part of this name may also be allusion to its use in Japanese as a slang term for a dominatrix.
Really? You reeling me right now?
That's for serious.
I love
what
you just said.
I mean, it knows moves like Punishment Stomp and Power Whip. They're not like being subtle here.
It has every kick move. It can.
I have been fighting for so long. Sometimes you have to concede here and there. Sometimes you have to let the hornies win.
This is a victory for people all across the world, straight and not. I feel like this is it. This is like the grandest accomplishment of my career. Bow down. Bow down to the realest one.
Yep, I feel bad about this, but I'm going to let it
happen.
Put
it in the dock. Once it's in the dock, it can never leave. Yay. Got shiny. Got shiny.
And that's it for the this episode of the Johto Quorum. I was about to say that's it for the Alola Dex, which would be a little bit, you know, early to call it. Mm-hmm. We got to talk about like Comfey and Orangu and stuff.
The
Oranguru,
monkeys.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Is there a lot of Alola Dex left?
There's a decent amount. There's not like a crazy amount.
Is there
but,
an
like,
episode's worth left? I'm saying.
I think there are two episodes left.
Oh, great. Oh, right, because we have a good couple of friends coming up. Well, we haven't even gotten our two Pikachu clones.
Right?
All right, I'm excited.
But, Alan, I mean, I think people really appreciated what you brought to the table today.
Yay, I'm glad.
And I bet they would like to know where they could find more of it.
Sure. I'm on another podcast. It's called Chats the Television Podcast. It's CHATZ. You can find that wherever you listen to those kooky, spooky things. That's where I talk about television shows and my do with my friend Magellan. And that's... What are we doing currently? We're talking about The Prisoner, which is a great show that more people should be watching and should be listening to the Chats discussions of it because we're very early on and it's a great time. So check out Chats.
If you got a dilemma as to whether or not you should watch that show... I would say you should trust and not betray.
Oh, wait.
Our friend.
Okay, there, yeah. I got it. It was a long walk, but I got it.
It was a short walk.
I'm sorry. It's a short walk. Okay. You would like The Prisoner, I think. It's like interesting and funny.
I played Device 6 and I hated it.
Everything aesthetically that Device 6 pulled from it, it's like the font work. There's so much more going on.
Okay.
Also, Device 6 doesn't understand fully what's good about The Prisoner. That's just my spicy take. I get to be that person.
Mm. Okay. I'll give it a shot. Yeah.
It's on Amazon Prime. Anyways.
I'm looking at future Pokemon that have breasts. And I'm not happy.
Oh, no. Wait, who?
I'll talk later.
Okay. What do you got?
If you want to find me, I am on Twitter at SixDetmar, SIXDETTMAR. And if that's not good enough for you, you can find me on scanlinemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlinemedia.
Very exciting.
So. That's the whole kit and caboodle. I think we're probably going to have an episode just for Ultra Beasts, and that'll be fun.
Oh, man, the Ultra Beast special. Serve it up with a hot glass of cider.
Milk.
Ah,
remember
well.
Buzzwole, which is just like a super ripped mosquito? God, Pokemon's dumb sometimes.
What's the Vor one? What's the like the Vortex one?
Oh, Guzzlord.
Guzzlord. Oh, Buzzsaw and Guzzlord. Guzzlord. Those are my two best friends.
Yeah.
Well, between those two horny boys and Sarina, the axiom of the Johto Quorum needs to be reinforced more than ever, folks. This is a game for kids. So let's be adults. Peace.
Peace.
Gay rights.